Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Please remember that you can listen to all the episodes when you subscribe and like the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. The show is also available on other apps like iHeartRadio, Buzzsprout, and Stitcher. Today's show is called Want More Joy in Your Life? We can all agree that life can get stressful at times. The post-pandemic world has left some feeling full of despair. The high cost of living, the rise of crime, unemployment, as well as underemployment. It can leave you with an overwhelming feeling of doom and gloom. Believe me, it's hard to ignore the negativity in the world, but embracing joy in your life is a step in the right direction. Today's show, I'll be speaking with John Robinson Jr., and he's the founder and CEO of the Joy Plus app. He shares with us how his app can help you feel more joy in your life and help you on your mental health journey. Before we get deep into this episode, I would like you to know that this episode was sponsored by Epigram Consulting Services. If you're an entrepreneur or a micro-entrepreneur in need of leveling up your business, Epigram Consulting can walk you through while teaching you the process of starting or expanding a business with their unique business consulting model. Epigram specializes in product identification, business plans, financial analysis, operations, and marketing. Ready to start or fine-tune your business? Contact Karen at info@epigramconsulting.com. Now back to the show. So I'm happy to have John talk about his app that can help us live a happier, more joyful life. So you're ready for more joy in your life? Let's welcome John. Although I know John from our days co-hosting a college radio show back in the day, I asked him to introduce himself and why he started the app.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. My name is John Robinson Jr., and I am the founder and CEO of Joy Plus. Joy Plus is a social platform for the personal development space, gives users a gratitude journal, a vision board, and ultimately it connects them to coaches. So there's a marketplace of coaches, over 100 coaches from around the world in Joy Plus. But taking a step back as to who I am, I'm a guy graduated from York University. Right out of university, I became a realtor. I joined the RE/MAX brokerage and I was selling homes throughout the GTA, and I did that for 15 years. I had to take a step back and think, you know what, am I gonna do this for the rest of my life? What is my purpose? 2013, I wrote a book. It's titled Joy and Love. The idea was to maximize joy in your life and love in the world. And it's pretty thick. It's 16 chapters. So I knew after launching the book that I had to simplify my methodology in a digital way. Then the pandemic came, and so many people were struggling with anxiety, stress, and depression. So the idea was to invert those feelings with gratitude and optimism and definitely connect with someone to help you get through whatever adversity you may be going through and just get to the next level. So my purpose was to help people maximize joy in their life. So I found a way to make that happen in a digital way, along with collaborating with other coaches that are on the same mission. So that in a nutshell is my purpose and what I've been up to for, say, the past 20, 30 years.
Awesome. So how did you get there, though? Because I remember you were a real estate agent. Like, so what happened? Was there like a moment that you said, okay, this isn't working for me, I want to do this?
After RE/MAX, I worked with an international real estate brokerage. We're selling properties in Costa Rica, Panama, Honduras. And it's actually the contrary. It was working because we sold out of the development. There was no more properties to sell. Oh, and wow. Then it just became to a point where it's like, okay, I am, at the time, I was in my mid-30s, and I was like, you know what, I really have future focus in mind, and I knew I wanted to make an impact on a global scale in terms of personal development. That is where my passion is. I always knew it. Sometimes it's just a matter of executing your passion to be your full-time gig. Back to the book, I broke it down into sort of your personal development as well as world development. So let's start with the former. In the book, I wrote about spirituality, health, knowledge, character, wealth, relationships. As you're able to just improve in every category in your life, you're able to transcend that to world development, compassion for humanity, compassion for the environment, and ultimately make the world a better place. The book did well. It sold about 5,000 copies globally. But with the Joy Plus app, there's already over 10,000 users using the app. So it has the ability to scale much faster and make much more of an impact. So Joy Plus app is what's actually, even though I love what the book did, the app is making a profound impact on a larger scale. The book was the impetus for the app, for sure.
As the show is dedicated to joy, I had to ask John what we can do to have more joy in our lives.
Yes. So if I was to break this down, there are four mindsets that people typically have. And one mindset, kind of take yourself back to when you were in high school. Maybe not everyone was like this. I was like this. I was sometimes not really concerned. Let's call it grade nine. Not necessarily concerned about the future. I was having a great time with my friends, maybe skipping class every now and then. Ultimately, I did get good grades at the end. But in the beginning, the adolescent years, I was I was happy with the moment, but didn't really have hope for the future or aspirations for the future. Let's invert that. There's also having high hope for the future, but then you're not happy with the moment. And that feeling, that's the second mindset. That is what, ultimately, that builds anxiety because you're not happy with the moment. You do have hope, but it's not a good feeling. The worst feeling, Michelle, is the double whammy, when you're not happy with the moment and you have no hope for the future. That's depression. That is when you just don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's a tough place to be. I know many people have been there. I've been there before.
I've been there before too, so I can definitely identify it. So yeah, that speaks to me.
The fourth mindset and the final mindset, the ultimate mindset to be in, is to invert that depression mindset, which is to be happy with the moment and have high hope for the future simultaneously. So what is that? In two words, it's gratitude, it's optimism. When you combine both of those simultaneously, you'll find yourself have a little bit more of a pep in your step. You'll stand a bit straighter. Your head will be tall. Your chin will be up. You'll find yourself hitting targets, or maybe not even hitting the target. You're progressing towards targets, which is the journey is always where the joy is. So making joy sustainable is when you are both grateful and optimistic. So there's ways where you could train your brain to continuously and persistently be, you know, grateful and optimistic. Not everyone is grateful and optimistic 24/7. This is not a naive mindset. We know that adversity happens, moods happen. But if you're just cognizant that being grateful and practicing gratitude on a daily basis, the Joy Plus app has a digital gratitude journal. You simply just post a pic of what you're grateful for, and also a vision board, post a pic what you're optimistic about, what you want to achieve. And that is when what I call, you're in the zone. you know, kind of like athletes where they're like, he's in the zone, you know, you're shooting three after three. I'm talking basketball. You're in the zone in life. You're hitting targets. Your relationship status might be working out pretty well the way you want it to go, or your finances might be working the way you want it to go. Your health, you may be, you know, exercising a little bit more. So these are all things that train your brain in order to hit targets in your mind. So this is sustainable joy. This is not just a sugar rush of, you know, I'm super happy because I went to a concert and that was great, and then the morning turns around. Or even you work super hard, you go on vacation for a week and you come back and you're back to the same miserable Monday. So in order to be able to sustain joy in your life, you got to practice daily gratitude and daily optimism.
I love that. I actually, I downloaded the app and I did my gratitude today. And it was actually profound. I'm not going to lie. Like, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, I know you, but I actually put it down. I downloaded the app and asked me to do a gratitude post. So I did it. And it's so funny to write it and to see it. I know it sounds weird, but it actually kind of captured the moment for me, like what I wrote, what I was grateful for today. And it actually hit me because I think attaching the image to it, because it brought me back to that place that I was when I took that picture. So that was profound.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing about including an image with your gratitude is that not only does it make you go back to those moments, but then it allows your brain to really serotonin, oxytocin chemicals. These are the feel-good chemicals in your brain. So seeing the image, it brings you back to that place. You start feeling those feelings again. And it's an awesome feeling. Same goes for the vision board. When you post what you're optimistic about, you know, even if it could be anything, it could be, you know, I want to launch a business, I want to get pregnant, I want to buy a car, buy a new house, drop 10 pounds, gain 10 pounds of muscle, whatever it might be. If you post an image of said target, now it becomes a little bit more real, more tangible, and it allows you to be able to manifest that goal that much easier. Because I'm all about execution. I'm all about having SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely. So posting something that you're optimistic about, maybe even giving yourself a little bit of a timeline. You don't want to put too much pressure on yourself unless that motivates you. And now the conversation becomes about execution. How am I going to make this happen? And that's the idea. How, you know, but the app doesn't just stop at the gratitude journal and vision board. It's also a connector. So think of it like Instagram meets LinkedIn, where you're posting, but then there's also a marketplace of life coaches and success coaches and health coaches. The list goes on and on. The coaches in the Joy Plus app are in Canada, the US, UK, across Europe, Greece, Italy, Switzerland, Norway, France. We have coaches in Australia and New Zealand, Central America, Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, El Salvador.
Wow.
Throughout the Caribbean, Jamaica, Bahamas, St. Lucia, Turks and Caicos. So, South Africa. So there's coaches.
How did you do that? How did you get, like, that's a lot. You hit everywhere. Like almost everywhere.
And that's what I was trying to say. The digital app just has a profound impact, and it scales. Usually when you like something, you'll tell your friend about it. That's the best marketing that you could have. Sharing the Joy Plus app, and it's growing daily.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh my gosh. So then where would you like to take the Joy Plus app? Where would you like to go from there?
You know, it's funny because the app, I hired an engineering team during the pandemic. So it's 2020, everything's virtual. I researched a bunch of engineers. I interviewed 9 to be exact. ended up choosing this one guy that wasn't trying to sell me. He was trying to educate me on the process. I liked him. So hired him and his team. And I asked, how long is this thing going to take to build? He said it should take about 6 months. I'm like, okay, no problem. Here's the thing. So 6 months hit, and I was just super excited. It was also, you know, go back to 2020, summer of 2020, something else super profound was happening. It was the murder of George Floyd. And I'm a huge proponent in diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing Zoom meetings with over 100 professionals on what that means. I did a talk for American Express with over 500 of their employees as to why it's important to have diversity in leadership positions. And so I'm doing all this talking, but it was important to walk the talk and do it myself. So like, you know what? I'm going to quit my corporate job. I made sure that financially I was secure. And I was ready to, you know, launch the Joy Plus app. But guess what? The engineering team did not have it done in 6 months. They ended up building it in a year. So I quit a little too early.
That's okay.
But it was okay. I was preparing for the launch. I was working the social media. I was doing diversity talks on the side. Then when I finally launched 1 year later, I realized that this is what I was meant to do, because I'm having conversations, especially with the coaches from all different parts of the earth. And many times these are like-minded individuals. It is individuals operating at a very high frequency, speaking our language, Michelle, of personal development. And I absolutely loved it. So where the app is going is just continue to grow its audience for all those that love personal development. Although, funny enough, organically, it's been, I thought we were going to cater to the anxiety, stress, and depression audience, people struggling with mental health. Mental health falls in all types of different categories in life.
Yeah.
But organically, it's been professionals in the droves that are attracted to Joy Plus. Majority are professional women. So shout out to all professional women like yourself, Michelle. Just getting to the next level. Maybe starting on their own family. Maybe going through a little bit of adversity themselves. And they know that they're going to get through. They would love to connect with a coach to help them get there. Mm-hmm. That's what the Joy Plus app is all about. So it's, you're posting, but you're posting gratitude. You're posting optimism, but you're also empowering other people as you see other people go through their goals. So it's filled with empowerment, and it's filled with coaches encouraging and edifying. So, you know, think of Instagram without all the vainness.
Yeah. No, I like it. It was like when I opened it and I just saw all this positivity, and I love that. I need positivity. It makes me feel good. Just hearing good things happening, good people or doing good things, it kind of makes my heart warm. So it was nice to see, because we all go through adversity, right? We can all understand that because we all go through something. So just to see how someone has overcome their adversity working towards something, I like that kind of stuff. It's very encouraging. It's very encouraging.
My favorite stories are always ones when people are going through first of all, they're working on themselves. Maybe they have gone through their own adversity, seen some form of redemption on the other side.
Yeah.
Use those experiences, those insights, learn from them to make their life better, and then many times to empower others so that if they're going through something similar, they now can see someone that has made it through the other side. That way they don't end up in that double whammy we were talking about, not happy with the moment but no hope for the future. There is a way. People have gone through similar things, and sometimes what you're going through is unique. And sometimes what we need to have is just empathy. Empathy goes a very long way. So being able to listen to people, and if your experience helps them get through their experience, then that would sort of be the best case scenario. Anyone that wants to download the Joy Plus app, it's available in the Apple App Store. And if you're in Canada, just put Joy Plus. If you're in the States or anywhere else around the world, the safest way to find Joy Plus in the Apple App Store, type out Joy Plus Inc. So JOYPLUSINC in the App Store, and it'll pop right up. You'll see it. Go ahead and download it, and I will see you on the platform. Can't wait to see your gratitude and your visions.
So we definitely want to get a hold of you. How can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, joyplus.ca is our website. And you can find me on social, John Robinson Jr. on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, X platform. You'll find me.
Well, thanks again for agreeing to be on the show. It was a pleasure listening to you. Actually, it was very motivating, and it's going to be a great way for me to start my day. So thank you for sitting with us and chatting about the Joy Plus app and just Joy Plus era.
Thanks for listening to me. I really appreciate that, Michelle.
Don't you feel a lot better? John's tranquil voice calmed me down and squashed my anxieties. He allowed me to reset and embrace the positivity in my life.
Thanks for joining me for the latest episode of Words of Michelle, the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on Apple Podcasts. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you have any questions or would like to provide feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at michelle@wordsofmichelle.com. You can also email me if you have inquiries regarding sponsoring the show. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.